We always talk about trusted platforms, you know, but what happens when someone like weaponizes that trust? You sent us some info about this tool called ConvoC2, and it's honestly kind of mind-blowing. Hackers are using Microsoft Teams to send like hidden commands to computers.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant development in cybersecurity.
It's like straight out of a spy thriller.
The level of stealth and potential for damage here is unlike anything we've really seen before.
Okay, so back up for a second. How does this even work? Are they like embedding secret messages and emojis or something?
Not quite emojis, but kind of similar idea. They're using things called span tags to hide commands
They're in tags.
within regular Teams messages. So think of span tags like invisible containers. They let attackers hide code that controls the target computer, all while the message looks completely normal.
So the message looks harmless, but like lurking beneath the surface is this malicious code.
And that's what makes ConvoC2 so dangerous. Most security systems are built to scan for suspicious attachments or links not hidden code within the message itself.
Oh, so it's like invisible.
It's like trying to catch a ghost.
Okay, my mind is already blown, but it gets even weirder. Tell me how they get the results of these commands. Back to the attacker.
So they've come up with a pretty clever system using something called adaptive cards
Adaptive cards.
and image URLs. So imagine this, the command is executed on your computer, and the results are disguised as an image URL within an adaptive card. This triggers a request to the attacker server.
So like a secret communication channel?
Essentially, yeah.
Wait, so all of this traffic just looks like
That's the scary part.
normal Microsoft Teams activity.
All of this malicious activity is disguised as regular traffic from Microsoft. Antivirus programs and firewalls rarely inspect traffic coming from trusted sources like
Like
Microsoft.
Microsoft.
So this stuff often flies under the radar completely.
Okay, hold on. It gets even crazier. You mentioned something called preemptive command execution. Does that mean the attack can happen even if I don't open the message?
You got it. Even if you never interact with the message, the commands can still be executed because they're cached in the team's log files.
It's like planting a time bomb.
It is like a time bomb.
This is wild.
It's very sneaky.
We're talking at a whole new level of vulnerability here. And from what I'm gathering, this ConvoC2 thing is packed with features that
Absolutely.
make it incredibly potent.
For starters, it's compatible with both Windows 10 and 11 versions of Teams.
So anyone with Microsoft Teams, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it doesn't even matter if the attacker is in the same organization as their target.
Nope, they can attack from anywhere.
So that really expands the attack
But
surface.
massively, yeah. So leaving all your doors and windows unlocked.
Anyone can just waltz right in. Okay, so we've got a handle on the basics, but let's get a bit more technical. From what I understand, ConvoC2 has three main parts.
There's the C2 server, which acts as the attacker's command center.
So they're like mission control.
Yeah, where they manage the whole operation.
Okay, so imagine the C2 server is the attacker's control panel, and then they have this agent installed on the victim's computer. What exactly does the agent do?
So think of the agent as a tiny robot sneakily placed on your computer. It constantly monitors your team's log files for those hidden commands. When it finds one, it executes it locally and sends the results back to the attacker C2 server using that secret channel we talked about.
It's like a remote-controlled spy
The perfect analogy.
reporting back intel to the attacker.
And because it's all happening under the guise of normal Microsoft traffic, it's incredibly difficult to detect.
This all sounds incredibly sophisticated,
It is.
but it also sounds terrifyingly difficult to defend against. I mean, if these commands are hidden and the traffic looks normal, what can organizations even do to protect themselves?
It's a real challenge for security teams. Traditional security tools just aren't equipped to deal with this level of stealth. It requires a shift in thinking and a focus on more advanced detection methods.
So it's not just a hypothetical problem. This is a real and present danger.
Absolutely. ConvoC2 is a perfect example of how attackers are constantly innovating and exploiting seemingly harmless tools. It's a wake-up call for the cybersecurity world.
So what can we do?
Well, there are some best practices.
Okay, good. Give me something to feel optimistic about.
So first and foremost, organizations need to step up their game when it comes to monitoring their Microsoft Teams logs.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking about looking for suspicious attachments or links anymore.
Right.
We need to be analyzing the actual content of messages.
Oh, why?
Or anything unusual.
Yeah. So looking for patterns that deviate from normal user behavior.
Exactly. It can be tricky.
Like finding a needle in a haystack.
It can be. But with the right tools and expertise, it's definitely possible.
Right.
And it's absolutely essential in this new landscape.
What else? What other steps can organizations take?
Well, think about who really needs access to your Teams channels.
Mm.
Do you really need to have open collaboration with every single person out there?
That's a good point.
Strict access controls are key.
Uh-huh.
Limiting the ability of external users to interact with your organization's channels. Teams channels can dramatically reduce your vulnerability.
So limit access and scrutinize those logs.
Absolutely.
Got it. Anything else?
Regular security audits are another must-do.
Okay.
You can't just set up security measures and forget about them.
Right.
It's like a fire drill.
Okay.
You need to practice your response so that when a real fire happens, you're ready.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So regularly test your defenses, make sure they're up to date, and see if they can actually withstand attacks like Convo C2.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that our listeners should be thinking about?
Yes, actually. Even with all this technology, the human element is still absolutely crucial.
So even with the best security software, we're still vulnerable.
Right.
If we don't know how to spot a suspicious email or a weird Teams message.
Exactly. Employee training is more important than ever.
Okay.
We need to empower employees to be part of the solution,
mm-hmm.
to be vigilant, to be skeptical, and to report anything that seems off.
So it's a multi-pronged approach?
It is.
Beef up your tech.
Yes.
Scrutinize activity. Mm. Limit access.
Right.
And educate your people.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is a team effort.
Yeah.
We all need to work together to stay ahead of these increasingly sophisticated attacks.
Well said. Okay. So we've unpacked the inner workings of Convo C2, explored how it's used,
right.
and even started talking about what we can do to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
But we've barely scratched the surface. There's a whole world of implications to consider.
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick pause to gather our thoughts. And then we'll come back to dive even deeper into this fascinating and frankly, somewhat scary world of Convo C2.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Before we went on, we were discussing ways that organizations can bolster their defenses against Convo C2.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that this isn't just about protecting companies.
Right.
It's about protecting people too.
Right. Because at the end of the day, it's individuals who are using these platforms.
Right.
And could potentially fall victim to these kinds of attacks.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that human element.
Sure.
What can we do as individuals to protect ourselves from Convo C2?
Well, the first line of defense is always awareness.
Okay.
Be cautious about the messages you receive. Especially those that are unexpected or from people you don't know.
Even if it looks like it's coming from someone I know.
Yeah.
A coworker or a friend.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
Convo C2 exploits the trust we place in these platforms.
Right.
And the people we communicate with.
Right.
Don't just assume a message is safe because it appears to be from a familiar sender.
So what should we be looking for?
Hmm.
What are the red flags?
Pay close attention to the language used in the message.
Okay.
Does it sound off?
Uh-huh.
Is it overly formal or informal?
Hmm.
Are there any strange grammatical errors or typos?
Okay.
Does it create a sense of urgency?
Oh.
Or pressure you to take action quickly?
Those are all classic signs of phishing scams, right?
Exactly. And the same tactics are used in Convo C2 attacks.
Hmm.
Hackers are trying to trick you into clicking on a malicious link.
Right.
Or opening an infected attachment.
Okay. So if a message just feels a little off.
Right.
It's better to err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Verify the sender's identity.
Okay.
Or report the message to your IT department.
Yeah.
It's always better to be safe than sorry.
What about links?
Okay.
Any tips for identifying malicious links in Teams messages?
Before you click on any link, hover your mouse over it to see the full URL.
Mm.
Does it look suspicious? Does it match the sender's domain?
Okay.
If you have any doubts, don't click on it.
And even if the link looks legitimate,
right,
we should be careful about what information we enter on the website, right?
Right. Be wary of any websites that ask for personal information,
yeah,
like passwords or credit card details.
Okay.
If you're unsure, it's best to close the window.
Right.
And contact the organization directly through a trusted channel to confirm the request.
Okay. So to sum it all up,
mm-hmm.
Be vigilant.
Yes.
Be skeptical.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Exactly. A healthy dose of paranoia goes a long way in the digital world.
Hmm. That's good advice.
By staying informed and taking some simple precautions.
Right.
We can all help mitigate the risk of falling victim to attacks like Convo C2.
Okay, so we've covered the technical side of Convo C2, the best practices for defense,
right,
and how we can protect ourselves as individuals.
Yeah.
But I want to like zoom out a bit and think about the bigger picture.
Sure.
What does the emergence of a tool like Convo C2
right.
tell us about the state of cybersecurity today?
It really highlights a couple of major trends we've been seeing.
Yes.
First, the increasing sophistication of attackers.
Right. They're not just relying on brute force attacks anymore.
Right.
They're using more subtle, more sophisticated, almost elegant methods to infiltrate systems.
They're constantly innovating.
Yeah.
And finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
And they're doing it by leveraging the very tools and platforms that we trust and rely on every day.
Which brings us to the second trend.
Okay.
The blurring of lines between our personal and professional technology.
Absolutely. We use the same devices and platforms for work and play.
Right.
And that creates a larger attack surface for cyber criminals to target.
So it's not just about protecting company networks anymore.
Right.
It's about protecting everything connected to those networks.
Our personal devices, home networks, even our smart home appliances.
Exactly.
Can all be potential entry points for attackers.
Right.
It's a bit overwhelming to think about, honestly.
It is.
It really underscores the need for comprehensive security that goes beyond the traditional office walls.
I agree. And it highlights the need for constant vigilance and awareness.
Right.
We can't afford to be complacent.
Yeah.
Especially with threats like Convo C2 constantly evolving.
So if we try to look ahead.
Okay.
What does the future hold for cybersecurity?
Hmm.
What kinds of threats can we expect to see in the years to come?
It's always difficult to predict the future.
Right.
But I think it's safe to say we can expect to see more of the same trends.
Okay.
More sophisticated attacks.
Yeah.
More blurring of lines between personal and professional tech.
Right.
And more exploitation of the tools and platforms we trust.
So how do we stay ahead of the curve?
Is it just a constant game of catch up?
It can feel that way sometimes,
no.
But the key is to stay informed and adapt our defenses accordingly.
Okay.
We need to invest in the latest security technologies,
right?
But we also need to prioritize training and awareness.
Okay.
And honestly, we need to foster a culture of security that goes beyond just the IT department.
Right.
It needs to be embedded in everything we do online.
So it's a combination of technology, education, and a shift in mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to move away from the idea that cybersecurity is just an IT problem.
Uh-huh.
It's a business problem, a societal problem,
yeah,
and ultimately a human problem. We all have a role to play in protecting ourselves and the people around us from these threats.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the technical details.
Right.
But at the end of the day, cybersecurity is about people. It's about protecting our data, our privacy, and our digital lives.
And the good news is we're not powerless.
By understanding the threats,
right,
taking proactive steps, and working together,
yeah,
we can make the digital world a safer place.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the technical intricacies of Convo C2 to the broader implications for the future of cybersecurity. We've really dug deep.
We have.
But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our listeners.
Okay.
What's the most important message we want them to take away from all of this?
I think the key takeaway is that cybersecurity is not a spectator sport.
Mm.
It's something that affects us all.
Right.
And we all need to be active participants in protecting ourselves and our organizations.
That's a powerful message.
Yeah.
We can't just sit on the sidelines and hope that someone else will take care of it.
Right.
We need to be informed.
Yes.
We need to be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to take ownership of our own security.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And in the digital age, that power is more important than ever. So stay curious, stay informed,
right,
and stay safe.
Excellent advice. Okay, folks, we've reached the end of our deep dive on Convo C2.
Okay.
But as always, the conversation doesn't end here.
Right.
We encourage you to keep learning, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep exploring this ever-evolving world of cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about Convo C2 and you know how this tool is changing the cybersecurity landscape.
Right.
It's been a wild ride.
It has.
But there's one piece of the puzzle we haven't really talked about yet.
Okay.
Something that's transforming pretty much every aspect of tech these days.
Uh-huh.
Artificial intelligence or AI.
Ah, yes. AI. It's certainly a hot topic.
It is.
And in the world of cybersecurity, it's having a huge impact both for the attackers and the defenders.
Okay, so help me connect the dots here.
Sure.
How is AI playing a role in attacks like those using Combo C2?
Well, think about it. Combo C2 is basically using AI to automate a lot of the steps involved in a cyber attack. It's analyzing data, identifying vulnerabilities,
right,
and even crafting those hidden commands, all without any human intervention.
So instead of a hacker sitting in a dark room typing code,
right,
we're talking about AI doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
It is. AI is allowing attackers to be much more efficient and effective.
So it's both impressive and terrifying.
It is. They can launch attacks at a scale and speed that was previously unimaginable.
So if the bad guys are using AI to up their game,
right,
the good guys, the defenders need to be using it too.
Absolutely. Security teams are increasingly turning to AI to help them keep pace with these evolving threats.
Okay, so how exactly can AI help with defense?
Think of it like this. AI can analyze massive amounts of data, like network traffic logs.
Okay.
To identify patterns and anomalies that humans might miss.
Okay.
It's like having an extra set of eyes. Yeah. But these eyes are super powered and can process information at lightning speed.
So AI can help security teams sift through mountains of data to find the needle in the haystack.
Exactly.
Those subtle signs of an attack that might otherwise go unnoticed.
AI can also help security teams predict potential attack vectors.
Oh, wow.
By analyzing past attacks and identifying patterns, AI can help organizations anticipate and prepare for future threats.
It sounds like AI is becoming an indispensable tool in the cybersecurity arms race.
It really is.
But I'm guessing it's not a magic bullet.
Right. AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a silver bullet.
Okay.
There's no single solution that's going to completely eliminate cyber threats.
Right.
But AI is definitely a game changer that security teams need to be embracing.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Mm-hmm.
Should we all be rushing out to buy the latest AI-powered security software?
The most important thing is to stay informed and proactive about security.
All right.
Keep your software up to date, use strong passwords, be wary of suspicious emails and messages,
right,
and learn about the latest threats.
And for businesses, it sounds like having a conversation with their IT teams about AI and security is a good idea.
Absolutely. Organizations need to invest in the right tools and technologies, including AI-powered solutions where appropriate.
Okay.
But don't forget about the human element.
Right.
Training your employees on cybersecurity best practices is just as important as having the latest tech.
Because even the smartest AI can't protect us if we're clicking on every suspicious link that comes our way.
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility. We all need to do our part to stay safe in this increasingly interconnected world.
Well said. We've learned so much about Convo C2, the sneaky tool that's changing the cybersecurity game.
Right.
And how AI is becoming a key player in both attack and defense.
It really is a fascinating time to be in this field.
It is. But as always, there's more to explore. This is the deep dive, encouraging you to keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep your digital guard up.